He is back. Hunter chef Jeff Benda joins us right around this time every year, and we like to talk about everything outdoors there and the recipes he serves up. He's out west doing some antelope hunting, looking for birds, too. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners.
I need to get that theme song. Can you?
I'll send it to you.
I need to get that theme song downloaded so I can just drive around out here in the west.
Get you pumped up.
Play that song and jam out to it.
Yeah, just get the speakers turned up and that gunshot goes off. You know, people are like, what's going on?
Yeah, you'll have the speakers on the outside.
That would not be an uncommon noise out here.
That's true. Are you seeing a lot of people out? Where are you and what have you been doing lately? I know you've been to a couple different states here.
Yeah, I'm on a 16-day hunting adventure. So I started out with a waterfowl duck opener in North Dakota with out there and got a few ducks and geese and then ran home for literally hours and dropped off the birds and then headed to Wyoming for my antelope. Got it on opening morning. That was really exciting. And then hung out for a few days and waited for my friend and his son to come out, and I helped him get his. And then I headed to western North Dakota to chase some grouse, and all I saw were pheasants, and that doesn't open until Saturday. So didn't get anything there, but now I'm headed to now I'm in Montana, and antelope season, I got another tag over here, and that season starts on Saturday. So hopefully I'll be bringing two antelope home to the girls, and that's our favorite wild game meat, so they're pretty excited. I've already got one.
Yeah, for our listeners, they hunt, maybe haven't gone for antelope. Is it similar to, say, like deer hunting, and what does antelope meat taste like? James and I were talking yesterday. We had never had antelope. Jace hasn't either.
Yeah, it's stronger. I mean, I'm not going to say it when people say the gamey flavor, right? So it's one thing with antelope, it's you need to get the meat cooled down right away so you don't just drive around with it in the back of your truck. You need to get that meat cooled down right away. And also there's just like a deer hide, the hairs, you want to get all those cleaned off when you're processing. But it's especially true for antelope. It's just that smell and the hair. You got to get every single little hair off of that meat before you package it up. Even just before you, if you're quartering it and taking it home, you want to get all that hair off before you put it in the cooler and head home. It can just really give the meat a very, very strong flavor.
But
if you cool it down and get the hairs off, it's great.
Is it similar to hunting deer, or is it a totally different thing when you're hunting antelope?
You know, a lot of people say, like, oh, you got to practice at 300, 400-yard shots. I have never – okay, my first antelope was a long shot, and in the last 8 years, every single antelope I've ever shot, including the one last week, was 150 yards or less.
Mm.
So – but I'm just super sneaky.
Yeah, you are. You stealth like that.
Jeff, the only time I've actually had any antelope, I had a college roommate. I believe they went up to like Northwest South Dakota, I believe. And we had had antelope made, or his family had it made into those meat sticks that, you know, you get at your local places here around town or at the grocery store. So that's how I've had antelope, but that's the only way. When it comes to antelope, then what is your preferred method of preparing it then? Is it to have some type of chops or steaks or a roast, or what is your favorite cut then on an antelope?
Yeah, antelope steak. I've got the next Tuesday's recipe, the new recipe. I send out a new recipe out every Tuesday morning, and I know you guys have mentioned that a couple times this morning, so I appreciate that. That's going to be an antelope steak and mushrooms.
Okay.
But we love antelope steak. We love the flavor of it so much that no, I'm not allowed to make that into sausage or meat sticks, the antelope.
But
I mean, like, truly, we love the flavor. Mm-hmm. So whether it's ground the burger, we don't mix it with anything. And then when we – really just an antelope steak, salt and pepper, with just some sides, like veggies or mashed potatoes on the side, it's just – amazing.
Well, the fact that your wife and daughter love it as much as you, that's cool. Because a lot of times I know some guys and they just like eat everything and love everything. And their wife's like, I'm not eating that or whatever. Their kids won't eat it. But that's, that speaks volumes that your wife and daughter both love it.
I am very blessed. There is no way that this business would work on what I do of being a wild game chef and developing recipes. If those two didn't like wild game, that would not work.
Your,
those are my recipe testers.
Your biggest critics too, probably. When it comes to recipes.
At times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when Lucia goes, I said, how do you like it? You got to tell me. And she's like, it's okay.
Yeah. And it's okay. You know what that means. Yeah.
Then I need to say, no, really? I need to really drill down and get it. And she's like, no, Dad, I would have done it this way. I'm like, that's good. Let's redo it and let's get this right.
Cause there you go.
I don't want to say it's great and somebody else. When they feed it to their kids, they're not going to like it.
Right.
So we got to try it again.
Okay, so this week's recipe, Jeff, is baked turkey meatballs. So a couple things.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say that obviously I signed up on your website, wildgameandfish.com. I get the emails each week with the new recipes. Obviously, for people that maybe are not into wild game or fish, obviously you can adjust these recipes to just ground turkey or whatever meat you prefer, depending on obviously the recipe. So there's that. But when it comes to these baked turkey meatballs, did you use wild turkey or is this just a normal ground turkey you buy at your local grocery store? And tell us a little bit about that recipe.
Yeah. So I actually, when I developed it, I had to do it a couple different times. So I used store-bought turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also did the wild turkey. So I had wild turkey breasts from my spring season. And then I also had, you know, like at the, like right around Thanksgiving time when they're super cheap, like 50 cents a pound, I'll, like the turkeys, like the whole turkeys, I'll go get six of them.
Oh, okay.
And I'll throw them in the freezer because when I leave town, like I am now, then I can grind up those turkey breasts. And that's kind of where this idea for these turkey meatballs came from.
Okay.
Because my wife, Melissa, loves to eat ground turkey, but ground turkey itself, if you buy that at the store, is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the whole turkey, then you can break it down and I'll grind up the turkey breasts or I'll use it for, or I'll keep them whole. And then I'll put the legs and the thighs and the carcass in. So I'll make a broth with the carcass and then the legs and thighs, I'll put that in a crock pot or in a Dutch oven and I'll shred that and we'll make that into different things like tacos or like that turkey tidbits with gravy we all loved at for school lunch.
Yep.
Something like that. Or mashed potatoes. I'll feed that to Lucia.
I'm always
so that's always a great way to do it.
Well, yeah, and
so,
I'm always
the recipe works with wild turkey or with store bought.
Well,
you can grind up.
I was going to say, Jeff, I'm just a big fan of a roasted turkey.
So any
you throw
kind
that
of turkey,
you throw
I
that
love.
Thing in the oven.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd just
right.
be fine with that. But yeah. It looks as though this recipe, though, is really pretty easy to make. It doesn't take a ton of ingredients, and you just mix all the stuff together. You get your breadcrumbs and eggs and some seasoning in there, and then you just make them into meatballs and bake them, correct?
Yeah, it's literally 2 pounds of ground turkey, or you can do chicken or even pheasant.
Mm-hmm.
You can if you get a couple pheasants this weekend, opening is... Opener for residents in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana is this Saturday.
Oh.
So anybody heading out for pheasants this weekend, you can use it for this recipe. You're literally just going to take the breasts, whether it's turkey, pheasant, or chicken. If you don't have ground turkey and you want to use the whole, you can chop it up, put in a food processor, less than 30 seconds, you've got the ground meat. And then it's 2 eggs, some Italian-style panko breadcrumbs, cheese, and it's literally salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, and some olive oil. That's it.
Easy enough.
And just mix it up. Yeah. And it makes about 40 meatballs. So you can, this was what's great is you can make them, feed everybody, and if you have leftovers, then they're really easy to pack and send the next day for lunches.
Mm-hmm. Very, and I love this too. Wildgameandfish.com is where you can find his recipes. You can search him up, and you had mentioned a pheasant opener coming up. There's recipes there, but I like how you have it broken down to quick and easy, sandwich, kid-friendly, whether you want it for lunch, you want it for breakfast. You've got a great website all broken down. And if our listeners want to sign up to get recipes coming in their inbox, they can do it that way too, right?
Yeah, you just go to wildgameandfish.com. You can sign up and hit the subscribe button, and then you'll get a new recipe. I just send out a recipe every Tuesday morning. That's the only thing you're going to get from me. And then you'll get that. And then also, remember, I'm working on a cookbook, and that comes out next fall. But I'm soon going to be asking for help with recipe testers. And the recipe testers...
We're not busy whenever you're doing it.
When that time comes, if you do sign up and you are a recipe tester, then you're going to get a free copy of the cookbook. So that's going to be coming out.
We both have both of our arms in the air. Pick us.
Yes. So sign up and subscribe at wildgameandfish.com. And then here in the coming weeks, I'll be asking people to... I'm just finishing up the recipes, and then they're going to be sent out for... testing, and making sure that I'm got everything dialed in, mm-hmm. And then we'll proceed then with the cookbook. So
you bet. And awesome. Jeff, you know, he'll also do cooking demonstrations mm-hmm. for you, guest speaker, whatever you want. You can find him wildgameandfish.com. Fan favorite Jeff Benda back for the season. We'll let you get out to Montana to get your antelope. Good luck, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, thank you. And next week, I'm going to be in studio with my absolutely favorite sidekick, my 10-year-old daughter, Lucia.
Yes.
There you go.
And so she's very, very excited. So a shout out to Melissa and Lucia, who are at home, and I'm missing them both, but they're listening today. So,
yeah, they're holding down the fort.
With a lot of antelope.
Yes, looking forward to it.
I'm coming home with lots of antelope meat. So.
Good luck to you. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
And it's a special treat when he brings his beautiful daughter in studio for us to absolutely love
her. She knows exactly where to sit. She gets the microphone
set
up.
She knows how to get the mic.
She's ready for her time to shine, too.
She is such a sweetie.